is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here's your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Jeff Herron. Good morning, coach.
Good morning. How you doing, Mike?
Doing well, sir. Thank you for giving me a few minutes, as always. I appreciate that. Coach, last Friday was another great evening for us in the stands. Just if you don't mind, take a few minutes and tell us your thoughts about a second consecutive 51-7 victory over Somerset Academy.
Well, it's always good to get a big win in a homecoming
game. Yes, sir.
Get an opportunity to play all the kids, and you know everybody leaves happy, and it was a good night for the Wildcats.
So, what did you like best about what you saw?
Well, again, I think we improved. We got a little bit better in all areas, and that's been important to us. I thought that our kids played hard and with a lot of effort. Now, on the negative side, I thought we made some very uncharacteristic, foolish penalties that we got to get out of our system, I guess. But being able to play everybody. Again, it's not a most fun thing you do as a head coach when you're trying to juggle and get everybody in with a running clock. But we were able to do it, I think. And, again, everybody's happy on homecoming. And
yes, sir.
It's a good thing.
That's what I was going to ask you next, was what did you think you needed to work on the most? You think it's containing those penalties? Was there anything else you thought?
Well, again, everything. We need to continue to work on everything. But the penalties concerned me the other night. I don't like to ever get on a kid about an effort
of course.
Penalty. If he's given great effort, they get a little bit of leniency there. But, I told him at halftime, there's a difference between giving great effort and giving foolish effort. And, we had one punt return that we literally had four penalties on. And they were all legitimate penalties. It wasn't something the referees were making up. We did it. And it was four foolish things that we did not need to do. But they're caught up in the moment and homecoming and, wanting to get a big hit and all that kind of stuff. But, that will cost us when we get in our region if we don't get that fixed.
Absolutely. So it was a great thing to see us get out to another fast start again. Like, I feel like that's really helped this team kind of set the tone.
Well, they onside kicked.
Tried to, and
we recovered it. And, so we had a short field there to start our first drive and went down and scored. But then they got off to a little fast start too. We busted a coverage on their first possession, and then they onside kicked again, and then had a trick play that dang near worked after we fumbled. They could have put them up 14-7. It was a crazy start, with two onside kicks
like that,
surprise onside kicks. But I thought, once that happened, our kids kind of settled down, and from then on, it was a very sizable lead by halftime.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Your sophomore quarterback, Parks Riando, played the first half. I think the score ended up being 37-7. At the end, it was either 37-7 or 28-7, something like that. At the halftime, it was a pretty good lead at that point. He had that beautiful pass to Jonathan Stamos that seemed to be placed just kind of perfectly. I had him going 6 for 9 for just about 100 yards at the half. How do you feel like he ran your offense, making his third consecutive start?
It's kind of funny, but our region stats, they always send them out on Tuesday. And I saw this morning, Parks is the number two quarterback in our region as passing yards right now. So, a little unusual for the Camden County
Wildcats. It is, yes, sir.
But, he's doing a good job, and we have some really talented receivers, a whole bunch of them, actually. And our tight ends are, some of the best in the state. And so, being able to throw the ball and spread it out. And literally, you were there, Mike, but we threw the ball to seven different players They all only had one catch, but we had seven different receivers catch the ball, which, you know, again, it helps you down the road that you got guys that can catch it and they can't just defend one person.
That's great to put on tape for sure. So you talked briefly about it, but, you know, what were your thoughts about the two onside kicks to start the game? Did that kind of take you by surprise, or do you see that periodically?
Well, you know, honestly, they kind of gave it away. We had talked all week. They had three kickers, and all three of them were really good. But we had worked on if this kicker's in, this is where they typically kick it off to. And, you know, two of the three kicked the ball pretty much in the same spot. The third one would kick the ball to the other side of the field. So we had literally talked about that. So our kids knew the kickers. They knew what numbers they were looking for. Well, lo and behold, first time they lined up to kick, they have two kickers standing out there side by side. And our kids actually recognized it right away. And so we knew something was up, and that kind of alerted us. Now, we still didn't play the first one great.
Yep.
We were kind of fortunate to get it back. The second one, I thought we played it real well. But, yeah, I'd never been in a game where a team did a surprise onside kick twice. You know, the old saying, fool me once and fool
me right.
twice. You know? But we luckily played both of those pretty well, and it certainly changed the game because – gave us a short field and good field position.
Sure, no doubt. So what does that say, about them? Was that from, you know, them seeing tape on Jamar Lee and not wanting to kick the ball to him or trying to steal the possession more?
Well, I think a little of both.
Yeah.
You know, talking to their coach in pregame, and I think that's kind of, you know, they felt like they needed to come in here and have something good happen early.
Sure.
Against us in this environment. You know, they were all enamored by the number of people. They'd never played before, that many fans before in a stadium like that and stuff. So I think that was a part of it. They wanted to try to get out to a quick start, you know, so they had some trick plays, some deep balls and the onside kicks there. And we also thought they were about to call a fake punt. We called a timeout and they changed their mind. But, you know, all those were things designed to get them off to a good start.
So on the very first one, you know, it looked like they came up with the ball, but was there actually a penalty on that one? Did they kind of hit too early, or what happened on that one? Did it not go 10 yards? I wasn't sure what the
first one did, and you know that was it went 10 yards.
Okay,
but we got back on it.
Got it.
The second one did not go 10 yards, so there was a penalty there. But the first one, you know, just like everybody in the stands was a little surprised by it. I think the officials were too, because when we watched the film, they had two guys off sides, and they hit our guys before the ball had traveled 10 yards, both of which are penalties, but they were not called. And, you know, again, I think the referees were caught off guard by it as well as we were. So luckily we were able to get the ball.
All right, more to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
All right, welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Ops Pizza. So you mentioned it a little bit, but it was obvious that Somerset came out with a plan early. You know, it's obvious that they're well coached. Hitting that first and only score and kind of a bubble pass to their star player, Tegan Briskey. What were y'all able to do to kind of begin to contain that you know, after that first play, it seemed like, or after their first possession where they scored, it seemed like you were able to.
Well, really, you know,
get it straightened out.
We just blew a coverage.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it wasn't anything. You know, our safety called one thing, and then did something else, and you know, we still ain't figured out why that happened. You know, but you know, we had worked that all week long. They knew exactly what to do. And he made the right call, and again, he did the wrong thing. He come running up after he called something where he's supposed to be a deep player. You know, corner did what he was supposed to. The safety did not, and there you go. You know, now the second one, when they threw the trick play, we had a couple of guys wrong on that one. But, you know, you got them over there, and, you know, we set them under the tent and look at the film, and you know, and they calmed down. But we did a good job not letting them run the ball.
Yeah.
And so we kind of made them one-dimensional, which helped us as the game wore on.
Sure. Another great effort from the defense as a whole. Cooper played well again. How do you feel about the continued growth of your defense?
Well, it's been a work in progress. So we were not very good at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. But each week, I think we get a little bit better mentally. We understand it a little bit better. You know, and what we're doing defensively can be complicated. But it has to be because,
sure,
you know, some of the offenses we're going to play in our region are complicated to defend. So, you know, we're trying to make sure we get all the things in we need for answers. And sometimes, you know, we get confused there a little bit, but that's gotten less and less each week, and hopefully that'll continue.
More and more confidence as they go through. So I think we talked about, I think the Wildcats were up by 30 points to start the second half. You know, what are your thoughts and feelings about the running clock? You talked about some of the challenges that that presents.
Well, as a head coach at Camden County High School, I absolutely hate it. You know, we have so many kids, and we want to try to get them in the game. But when you've got a running clock, you just don't have enough time usually. And, you know, it's 2 weeks in a row that it's really hurt us in the second half.
Sure.
But, I mean, I understand the intent of it. I understand, you know, about not embarrassing somebody, which, you know, we would not do anyway.
Of course.
I mean, and I had told that coach, I said, listen, man, you know, we're not going to run the score up on you, but we do want to try to play all of our kids. But, you know, he was ready to go home and wanted to run and clock, and so, you know, we did. But we did handle it better this Friday than we did the Friday before, and we got, I think, everybody in. We had some freshmen dressed out that we were
That was cool.
We were going to get them in literally the next play. They were going to go in on offense, and we fumbled. And so they didn't get a chance to go out there. So they all went from being really excited and high to the depths of depression right there in about 20 seconds on the sideline.
How does that work? As I understand it, in the third quarter, the coach that's down by 30 points can choose whether they want to go running clock. And in the fourth quarter, if the score is more than 30, it's required to do that. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. We kind of talked about that. You know, it seemed to us in actual, you know, clock time and real time, it seemed like the, you know, the second half was shorter in time than the first quarter was. You know, it just goes by so fast once that clock's running.
Well,
so
a lot of officials don't interpret the running clock the same way. Let's just put it like that. Because it's not supposed to run continuously. It's supposed to stop on penalties, timeouts, and injuries, and scores.
We call it tips, right?
Yeah.
Timeouts, injuries, penalties, and scores. Yeah.
But they don't all do it that way, you know. Sometimes you'll look up and there'll be a score and it just keeps running the entire time, you know, you're kicking an extra point and lining up for kickoffs and stuff. And, you know, again, you're up that many points, it's not worth arguing over.
Well, so because of the lead, you had a great opportunity on Friday to see some of your younger players. When you look back at what they did, what stands out for you, or, you know, what were your thoughts on how some of them performed? How's the future look?
Well, I think they're getting better, you know, on Friday nights. The first time we put them out there, they kind of looked a little starstruck, but
yes,
they've handled it better. And, you know, it's been unfortunate. We've lost two JV games already this year, and then we didn't have one last week by design. So they haven't had an opportunity to play on Thursdays a lot. We've only had one game with them. We did have a little scrimmage with them in the freshman last week. But I think that, you know, the more they play, the better they're going to get. But
sure,
there's definitely some young kids there that we're impressed with.
All right, you're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I know this is kind of, you know, a sensitive issue, but how's the player from Somerset that was carted off?
Well, I mean, he was fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think everybody there, the medical personnel that night, knew he was fine. But, you know, he was complaining of a neck injury.
Yes, sir.
And so they, you know, rightfully so, they took all the precautions that they could and stuff. But basically, you know, he kind of got a little whiplash, I think.
Yeah.
Kind of got hit from front behind. But it was, you know, when I first went out there, you know, our medical personnel said, you know, he's got a neck strain. You know, he's fine, you know, and he's moving and everything like that. So, luckily, he was okay. They ran a bunch of tests on him at the hospital and stuff, and then he got to go home that night with his parents. So, you know, again, you hate seeing that happen.
Absolutely.
But that was one of those cases where, you know, they were just wanting to make sure they erred on the side of caution.
So, how does something like that affect the team, you know, when they see something like that? It kind of puts football in perspective relative to health. I mean, is that something that you have to – you know, rally everybody back together? So everybody came together in the middle there to kind of get together and you know, give thanks that everything was all right. But what do you have to do to kind of get everybody back to football again after something like that?
Well, you know, I think that depends on the injury and all
sure.
that kind of stuff. But I think, you know, what, you know, everybody knew that, you know, the kid was okay. He was moving and everything like that kind of stuff. So, again, I felt like, you know, it was an issue for our kids at first.
Sure.
When they were unsure, but, you know, as we got a little more information there, I thought they responded and handled it well. And, you know, we just teed it up, started playing again. And, you know, you have injuries in football. There's no question.
Part of it, yes, sir.
But, you know, when it's something like that and you're unsure about the degree of severity, it can shake kids and coaches, you know. But once we figured out that, you know, they thought he was fine, then, you know, again, we went on and played.
All right, last week was homecoming week. Were you pleased with how your players combined all the festivities with how they were able to focus on football? You know, we talked last Tuesday, there were still a lot of festivities to come Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They seemed pretty focused to us. Feel like you made it through that okay?
Well, I do. You know, actually, I thought they handled it real well.
Mm-hmm.
It was... I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, Thursday night and the parade and
yes, sir.
Just all the people that were lined up down there in Kingsland. And, you know, that's just, I told our kids on Friday morning, I said, I don't think you all fully realize how unusual that is and how great an experience that is. I said, you don't get that many places. You know, you're not going to get that in Metro Atlanta. You know, you're for
oh,
all
no doubt.
Our fans mm-hmm. to come out to a parade. You know, in a little pep rally and line the streets and stuff. It really, every year, you know, it just hits me that, like, how fortunate we are to
sure.
coach and play at a place like Hamby County.
It was cool that, you know, it started raining at the beginning. Then when the parade kicks off, you know, the sun comes out. It's kind of prophetic. You know, it was a neat setting there for that, for sure. The Stingrays of Atlantic Coast High School come in this week. They're coming into Chris Gilman on Friday from Jacksonville with a 3-1 record, beat Parker 14-6 at home, then won on the road for the next three. 20-13 win over Rebalt, 30-6 win over Westside. And then last week, you know, they run into Mandarin, which is always a challenge, and lose by a score of 30-0. What are you expecting from them?
Well, they're a much improved football team. Actually, they're 4-1.
Okay.
Instead of 3-1, but they were 4-0 going into the game last week with Mandarin, who's also 4-0.
Yep.
And you know, it played in a downpour. It was just flooding, and the field conditions were awful. So I don't think you can read a whole lot into that game. They couldn't hardly throw the ball either team because of the weather and stuff. But they're much improved. They've got a new coaching staff. The head coach is a young man who played there, played at Georgia Tech, and played
wow.
for the Kansas City Chiefs. And he's
wow.
come in there and kind of got them energized, I think. And they've been playing really well. You know, I think they went 0-10 last year. And, you know, they were sitting there 4-0 going into last week. So quite the turnaround. And they're playing with much more confidence. A lot of the kids that played against us last year are back. And they're bigger and stronger and playing with more confidence than last year.
All right. We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Altama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Vape. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Wildcats.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. So you talked about Atlantic Coast being improved from your film review. Who on that team do you think we might be looking out for? Anybody jump out to you?
Well, the quarterback, Sean Speed. You know, he's leading them in total offense and everything. And big, good-looking kid, you know, probably 6'4". Last year he looks like he weighed about 160. This year he looks like he's about 200 pounds. But he throws the ball well, does a great job running their offense. And, you know, they call everything from the line of scrimmage, and they've done a good job with that. So he's kind of the maestro of the whole thing. And you know, he's looks like a college quarterback already.
All right. Well, what are you expecting from our guys this week, Coach?
Well, hopefully we'll continue to improve. You know, you never know this point in the year, you know, what kind of mental state they're going to be in. But they know they've got an off week coming up, and then they know the region starts. But we need to go out there and keep our momentum going against Atlantic Coast. And, you know, again, I'm hoping that they understand that they're a much better team than they were last year. You know, we'll have to go out there and play really well. They're extremely good on defense. They've got three Division I guys on defense.
Wow.
And, you know, one of them's a NFL player's son, a kid named Camden Hardy. He's committed to Wake Forest. And so they've got two defensive linemen that are both around 6'4", about 240, and can run. So, you know, if we don't come out focused and play well, we could have our hands full.
You just mentioned this too, Coach, but, you know, after Friday's contest, we have our first bye week. Then the region schedule begins. The Wildcats of Richmond Hill coming into Kingsland. Obviously, you know, we know the competition gets tougher. Colquitt comes in on Friday the 13th, which is pretty cool. Is the team where you think they need to be at this point to be ready to be ramped up into that region play?
Not yet. We got, what, three more weeks, or, you know, this week and
yes,
off week, so 2.5 weeks, I guess. We'll need every day of it. You know, we need every day to get better and improve. And, you know, that's just been the kind of the mantra the entire year is, let's get a little bit better every day and try to be the best we can be when region play starts. So, no, we're not ready yet. We need these 2 weeks still, and we need another game, and, you know, we need to keep getting better in practice every day because, again, the competition's going to get tougher and tougher.
Coach Chastain brought up something to me on Friday night where I guess Camden was ranked 10th in Region 7A in the state for points allowed. I think only averaging 13 points allowed per game. That's pretty neat. I just was thinking of that as we're talking about region play beginnings. So this is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So how does that bye affect the routine for the team? Do they practice as normal and just not play on Friday night, or do they get more time off? How does that work? How does that change the routine for you during a bye week?
Well, it's always different. You know, I treat each bye week different. I don't think there's any, you can't say, well, we're always going to do this. I think you got to look at where your team's at and what you need. You know, some years we've needed rest.
Yes.
Some years we've needed to get more physical. So it just kind of depends on where you're at. And, you know, I got asked that question earlier this morning. We won't make the decision on what we're going to do next week until we see how we do this Friday and kind of see where we're at mentally, physically, And then we'll make a decision on what do we need the most in that off week. So, again, you know, I have an idea what we're going to do, but that'll depend on how we play this Friday.
Sure. All right, Coach, as always, thank you so very much for giving me a couple minutes of your time this morning. Thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.